I'm joined by Karina Black, Executive Director of the Northern Nevada International Center. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So last year, you applied to the State Department for your center to be designated a resettlement agency for refugees. Can you tell us what that is, that status, and where that process is?
So our application was approved in February, and over the last couple of months, we have been laying out the groundwork that it's going to take to bring together all the different types of stakeholders that will be helping us in creating this network around refugees. And those stakeholders include people from the health industry, from education, from ESL. People in the faith communities have been coming forward and are showing a huge interest in helping us. So we're still just basically conducting a lot of training over the next few months and getting ready for this new endeavor.
Where will these families be coming from and how many?
Because we are just basically laying the groundwork, we expect just maybe to have a family or two, 10 or so people by the end of September. For federal fiscal year 2017, which starts October 1 of this year, until the end of next year, we have applied for 75 people total. So that could be families, individuals, but it's just 75 people.
And where are they going to be coming from?
So the areas where people will come from include countries where we have linguistic capability. The breadth of conflict is so wide in today's world that they will come from literally almost every continent. And so specifically, the countries include Cuba, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Eritrea, Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
And the conditions across these countries obviously are very different. Some in the middle of actual civil war, others not so much, but the status of the refugees can be political as well as post-war, correct?
Exactly. So there's currently 60 million people that are fleeing from conflict in some sort of another in various African states. So for example, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, it's still displaced people from all the way back to the war in Rwanda in 1994. So that conflict has basically shifted to another territory. And so you have people there who have been living in refugee centers for a long period of time.
So even if a conflict ends, that person's life never goes back to normal.
Right. The number one priority of UNHCR, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and IOM, the International Office of Migration, which are United Nations agencies, the number one priority is always to try to get people who are displaced, whether it's internally displaced within their country or whether they actually get refugee status someplace, is always to try to return people to their homes.
Hillary Sheevy, our mayor, was quoted last November right after the terrorist attacks in Paris as saying she wanted to pause and make sure that the vetting process was what the federal government wanted it to be for this program. Have you since spoken to her or other city officials about it?
We've been talking to some city council members, and I'm still moving forward in that process of educating not just the city, but our community in general, about how strict and stringent and long that vetting process is. And I'm sure people hear all the time, it's 18 to 24 months, there's 9 or 10 federal agencies involved. And so I think a majority of people have come to learn that we actually do have a very robust and long-standing refugee resettlement program in the United States. We are the largest resettler of refugees in the world. We have currently over 3 million people that have been resettled since 1980. And I think the unfortunate thing is that most people in the United States until now have really not, including myself, we haven't known that so many refugees live in our cities. To give you an example, Las Vegas resettles over 3,000 refugees every year. And it's kind of a program that's been under the radar. Now, of course, with all of these discussions and these terrible events in Paris and Brussels, people are more aware. And so I think it's very important to re-educate people about what the vetting process is. And so I'm confident that everyone will come around.
What do you feel it's important for people to know in the community about refugees that they might not?
It's been interesting to learn, to hear from different people who call us and say, hey, I've been helping this refugee, for example, an Afghan interpreter who helped in the army and have successfully resettled them in Carson City, or Cuban refugees here. So it's been really fascinating to see how much internationalization and how much of this activity is actually happening. I think refugees have the ability and have learned the skills to survive under very difficult circumstances. So I think they have the skills to start a new life. And the second thing I would say is that, especially to the argument that why are we bringing people from areas that are potentially terrorist areas, the people that are fleeing places like Syria are fleeing the exact same terrorism that we are fighting. So I think those are the two main points that I can make to really talk about who we are as a country. We are a country of immigrants. We know exactly how to integrate. And we know it so much better, actually, than the Europeans, that the State Department is bringing over European education officials and government officials so that we can teach those officials how to integrate their immigrants and refugees, because that is truly what we are good at.
Karina Black is the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.